Well, hey guys, welcome back. If you're watching us on YouTube, this is, as you know, Claire and Michael. I'm Claire, that's Michael. If you are listening to us on one of our podcast platforms, welcome. And that's new, is that we've got our audio out on podcast platforms. So if you prefer to just listen and not see us, you have that option.
Yeah, so check us out on, or you can find us on Spotify specifically.
Yeah.
Search for Life with Claire and Michael. So you can definitely find, definitely our first podcast, actually part one to this one on Spotify. So be sure to check us out there and listen to us, especially like if you have a long commute.
Yeah.
In the morning and afternoon. So be one place to look for us if you're not, again, not watching us on YouTube. So.
Yeah, and if you are watching us on YouTube, you'll see we've got a slightly different setup.
We did. I think in the last, or at least part one of this, we said one of our, I don't remember what one of the questions was, but one of our goals for this year, and it just so happened to be within like a week of when we stated it. And we had this in mind is definitely upgrading our audio for these podcasts. And so... hopefully it sounds better.
Yeah.
And it sounded fine in the past, but really...
this should be an upgrade.
Yeah, definitely. We really wanted this kind of visual, more visual podcast type thing with these Rode pod mics and the mic stands. So also using the Rode caster that everything feeds into. So... hopefully it sounds fine. we're about to find out because this is actually the first time we're literally recording on it. So kind of crossing our fingers to making sure it all works. We did play around with it the other day and made sure it sounded fine, but the actual recording this is definitely the first time. So let us know if it does. If it doesn't, sorry.
We're going to keep using it.
we'll catch you on the next one. And I'm sure we'll, when we listen back to this, like, oh no. But hopefully.
We really messed that up.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Well, should we get into it?
Yeah. So again, this is what, part two?
Yeah.
What did we call it? Part one?
What we won out of 2022.
Yeah. So just, I guess, to recap, we had, it's a two-part series because there was 8 total questions.
And we talk a lot.
Yeah. So I think the first one, we went through the first 4 questions, spent about, I don't know, 30, 35 minutes. So figured to break it up into 2 parts and wanted to finish it up with the last 4 questions.
And these are a little bit deeper. So
I'm interested to see. Yeah. So I think we're both interested to see how we're going to respond to these. And then, again, at the end of 2022 is to kind of,
recap,
compare back to how we responded and then how the year turned out.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get into it. What's the first question?
I want to quit. What do you want to quit?
I think there's a lot of things that I want to quit. I could say, you know, can quit drinking for a year, but that's not realistic. Quit drinking for a week, maybe. And I'd say that we don't drink that often. So that wouldn't be realistic anyways. No, but I think... in thinking about this question, the question I want to quit is actually very, I had a hard time when I saw this question. I just had no clue how to answer this question.
You have to really do some soul searching.
Yeah. And so YouTube and we're really new into YouTube, right?
You don't want to quit YouTube.
No, no, no. I don't want to say I want to quit YouTube. That definitely, no, because if remember in the previous.
We want to figure out more YouTube.
Yeah, we want to dive much deeper into it. But the one specific thing, and it's going to be difficult for me because just how I am and who I am. The thing about YouTube is so analytically based. So the frustration for me, and I don't know if I want to necessarily quit, but just help reduce, is being completely obsessed with following the analytics. I mean, I'm following the analytics of YouTube like I'm watching multiple the stock market.
Multiple times a day.
All day long.
First thing you do in the morning.
Watch it, exactly. It's after the last alarm thing
you
goes do off.
Before you go to bed.
I'm picking up my phone, opening up the
studio YouTube app.
Yeah, the studio app, and seeing how many more views we have and seeing if we got any more subscribers.
And being disappointed if the number doesn't match what you're looking for.
And right. So, and that's the thing, right? Because the whole goal for us on YouTube is honestly not about the numbers. Now, the numbers makes it for me exciting to see and see if there's a change, because that's how I, in my opinion, see or base performance is off numbers and analytics.
That's fair.
So, but I guess the biggest thing for us and why we started YouTube is we're kind of unique, right? I don't want to say we're unique because there's others out there that we both work full time. Mm-hmm. We both have careers outside of YouTube. Mm-hmm. So we work that, you know, the typical, I don't want to say 8 to 5 because that's not necessarily true. We work 8 to 5 and in a lot of cases, in most of the cases, more than 8 hours a day, right? Mm-hmm. So really YouTube for us is fun. And we
it's
see
a hobby.
It really is a hobby and a hobby that we enjoy, but we see it as really capturing memories, mm-hmm. Spending time with each other, capturing things that hopefully we watch later down the road, a few years later, and find something to laugh about. I mean, we're laughing at stuff, you know, days later. Mm-hmm. When we're rewatching stuff, and I rewatch them just because, even though I'm the one editing most of the time, I find it funny to go through all the different clips and laugh back at all the dumb things that we've done or laughed about. Actually, Claire laughs at a lot of things, so it actually makes me laugh when I hear and see her laugh. So, but. Anyways, going back, I'm going into a far tangent here, but just
not being so into the numbers and being more about the experience.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it'd be nice if the numbers grew, but at the same time, it drives me crazy sometimes when there's very little movement.
Yeah.
So,
and I, on the other hand, I watch a lot of big YouTubers with 1 million+ subscribers, and I spend a lot of time watching them, and they'll describe their own path to success and being honestly full-time YouTubers, where YouTube is their main source of income and they can very comfortably live that way. And it's a slow progress. And so I, on the other hand, although in the relationship, Michael tends to be much more patient than I am. I seem to be more patient in the progress of how our channel is doing.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. It's been difficult for me, but
that's a good one.
But I think, you know, again, we just through time, it's only been 6-7 months that we've been doing the YouTube channel. We literally just started the podcast, if you will, on Spotify two weeks ago. So, you know.
But even that was really exciting. Like, we got accepted on Spotify And we pulled up our apps and was like, oh my gosh, that's our faces.
Oh yeah.
So even, and then we played it. We kept playing it because it was like, that's our voices.
Yeah. Like even when you pulled it into your car that one day and saw
it just popped up.
Our picture on you know, the little screen in the car. Yeah, it's that is it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's just really, you know, submitting your information and all that, but still,
it's pretty easy process.
It really was. But it is pretty cool to see, and it's an accomplishment, if you will, even though if it was an easy process to submit, still fun to see.
So for me,
yep.
Mine is, I want to quit comparing myself to what I see on social media. And to that end, a lot of what you see on social media is filtered in some sense. And so if it's filtered and either by color or maybe somebody takes a picture of themselves and is able to disfigure the picture a little bit so that they look a certain way that they don't actually look, or they're able to pose in a certain angle that makes them look a certain way that maybe they don't look all the time. Mm-hmm. I find myself comparing myself to those photos, and it's not something that I'm really trying to do. It kind of naturally happens, but I have been catching myself doing that in the last couple months, I have understood more of how easily it is to manipulate a photo. And that it really doesn't take any fancy software at all. You can just download a free app and all of a sudden you can make all these changes to your photos. And that's something that I've never really post anything, but I've never known how easy it was to do that. So just being more educated and aware that social media isn't what it looks like. And I mean, anybody can make any version of themselves and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
So, and that was my, I want to quit just being so wrapped up into comparing myself into something that doesn't even exist.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that, that fall into that. Right. So
yeah, it's very easy.
And even sometimes like Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media it is, you know, a lot of people are there that sit there and scroll and look through pictures, TikTok.
I'm here for the comments.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes you just have to almost just back away from it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard.
Yeah.
To not.
Because it's so mindless. You open it, you don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had friends in the past just like, it drove them crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say crazy, but it just, you know, sometimes they just fell into this dark hole, if you will, and literally just had to delete the app off their phone or iPad or whatever, so just to get away from it.
Yeah. It can be very toxic.
That's a good one. Difficult, but you know that's the time that we live in, is social media.
Yeah.
So. That's a good one.
All right. The next one is, I want to be.
I want to be a billionaire. No, I think we all want to be billionaires, but I'd be happy to be a millionaire. Gosh, even less than that. No. These questions are extremely difficult. You want me to go?
I can go.
Okay.
So I want to be someone that slows down because I tend to force so much into a single day, and I'm just rushing from task to task to task, from place to place to place, trying to get everything done just to do it all again the next day and not really have the time to slow down and just enjoy what I'm doing or do something that I enjoy. Like yesterday, I was telling you, I used a steam cleaner on my grout lines, and I have pretty much 90% tile in my house, trying to clean up my grout lines, steam up the rest of the tile to just get it clean. I did paint touch up throughout the house. I was doing all these like medial tasks because I had a day to do them, but did I really enjoy any of it? I mean, I like cleaning. Do I like being on my hands and knees with a little steam cleaner trying to get inside the grout lines? I was thinking, remember in elementary school, like you would have those little scooters you would sit on? Mm-hmm. I needed one of those yesterday. But just slow down and take the time to at least appreciate the day for what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. That's actually very similar to what I was thinking of. I guess just a little bit different spin is just on everything that I do or try to accomplish is I want to be happy and successful at whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of works hand in hand with what you were talking about, is slowing down and kind of just appreciating what you're doing or appreciating whatever, life, if you will. But yeah, I mean, you know, I know all of us want to be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I said I also want to be successful. And I feel that, you know, again, going back to our separate careers here, and I believe I actually have been successful in my career. We haven't talked much about what we do from a career standpoint. And I guess I could talk about myself, but I'm in the construction industry. And I've made it to be a chief estimator at the general contractor that I work with,
which has been a career goal for you for some time.
Yeah, it has been, and I've made it there, part of the executive team, mm-hmm. And I've made it there before the age 40. Mm-hmm. So
that's very impressive.
But now what? I'm happy with it. I'm successful at that. But
what's the next tier?
Exactly. Where else do I have to go? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there's a lot of things that within being the chief estimator at the general GC that I work for, I can always grow from that. And there's so many things I can help grow the organization. With a lot of different things, whether it's being more efficient, help grow the department,
but, work on a certain project.
There's so many things, but from a title, if you will.
Yeah. What's next?
There isn't much next.
That's fair.
For that. So that's, you know, part of what I've been struggling with lately. And I guess part of that, even relating back to YouTube, you know, right now, we were talking about this yesterday, is we're in this like little funk in the beginning of the year trying to figure out us as a YouTube channel.
And right? How we feel content in this first month of the year.
Yeah. And we, you know, we watched Kara and Nate.
Yeah. And they're in the same thing. They've got plans for February like we do.
But January is blank.
Yeah.
Yeah. So trying to figure out, finding, you know, the right type of content that not only they will enjoy, but what their subscribers and followers want to see them do.
Yeah.
Or watch them do. So same thing for us. We're still trying to figure out us as a YouTube channel.
Yeah. We've spent a little bit of time the past couple of days trying to put together a manifesto so that we can help define what the channel is and how we provide content to the world and why it's important that our opinion matters.
I guess, you know, as we continue on the year, you're going to, we'll help, you know, share that and put light on what that is. Cause again, we still don't really know what it is. We're in the process of figuring out that slightly rebranding.
Yeah.
A couple things coming up with new logos.
Yeah.
Gosh, there's just so many things that I guess going into this, we never really thought about in great detail until, wow, about this month probably. And like, okay, so what's next?
Yeah.
So, yeah, same thing that I see every day at work, but, you know, think about this and it relates to YouTube. Didn't think they would happen at the same time, but.
Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. We just have to get through it.
So I think the next one is I want to have
an F-250.
1,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my actual answer is 1,000 subscribers. And we just talked about how I'm not very interested in the numbers, but we did hit our 100 subscribers.
We did.
And so,
yeah.
I mean, I could say 500, but why make it I think we could easily hit 500. So
sure.
Let's make it a goal that we have to work for.
I think, yeah, in a part one of this series, if you will, we did say one of our goals was to hit 100. We were at 98 at the time. Mm-hmm. We hit 100 last week.
Just a couple days ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, next milestone in terms of subscriber count would be 1,000. So I think we definitely can get there.
Yeah. Which all relates to our conversations the past couple of days of how we reach more people. And
yeah, because, when we talked about this before, and we've been talking about this a lot lately, is should we niche down? And I think our answer is no, right?
Yeah, because, well, again, we both work full time.
Right.
And so I think if we were to have a shared niche, it's travel. But we can't have 100% YouTube content and post regularly if our niche is travel. I mean, we do watch a YouTuber, Views and Cues, and they're both full-time employees, but they only post they post a series. So,
yeah.
But it's like only a handful of series a year. Because they go on cruises and they post when they go on cruises, but they don't really have content in between.
No.
And so to fill in between, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
What else is interesting?
I think they go on three or four cruises a year. And they're
which is a lot of cruises.
And they always get balconies too. And
yeah.
Suites.
So yeah, they get nice rooms.
They must have nice jobs. But both full-time. I think they've done 4 or 5 cruises, but yeah, there is no content in between.
There's no filler.
And which is fine.
But I think that we want the filler so that we can keep up the channel in between those really fun trips that we do.
Yeah. So you'll see not only travel from us, but you'll see other stuff such as,
how much are you going to give away?
Just the broad category. So what is it? It's travel, home, and eats. Mm-hmm. Now, eats can be food related.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Drink related. Mm-hmm. But so just anything eats. So they didn't want to call it food and drinks because then they don't really want to use two words, but came up with eats. So. Hopefully it's catchy enough. So travel, home, and eats. Now, didn't want to break down that because we wanted to be able to
have pretty broad categories that we can fit into.
And I think part of it also is that we're still trying to figure out what each category is. But in broad perspective, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
So what else? What is it? So I have to answer. Have I provided mine yet?
I don't think you have.
My gosh, what was the question?
I want to have
an F-250.
Okay, is that your
real answer? I want a Ford F-250.
So at the end of the year, that's what we're going to talk about?
That's probably not realistic.
Okay.
I mean, So the thing is, like, when I struggled with this question, I struggled with all of
them. And these were difficult questions.
So my thing is, what I first thought about I want to have is I thought about, I want to have material things.
Sure.
Right. So I was like, yeah, I want an F-250 because I've been wanting an Ford F-250 for a long time.
Years.
But the reality is, if there's something that I want to have or want,
you're going to get it.
I'm just going to go out and buy it. I can't just go off and buy an F-250. That's not realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could, but that'd be dumb. So then I had to, you know, dig a little bit deeper, because buying something is easy. In some cases, it's very hard. Just fortunate to be able to buy, you know, reasonable stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, thinking a lot deeper into this is I really want to have, I guess, a purpose of not just necessarily life, but just a general purpose of who I am, what I want to become. Because I feel, you know, we're all stuck in this. I know I'm not the only one. I know that everybody out there has a very similar day to day. Wake up, get ready, drive to work.
Drink coffee.
Sit at, drink coffee. I know it's like the first thing.
Requirement.
A lot of people do, not just Claire. and I do too, just not as much as Claire relies on it. But, you know, go to work, sit at work.
Go to lunch, work more, drive back home, eat dinner.
It's
sit Monday and do probably Friday, nothing.
Mundane, very complacent.
Just looking forward to the weekend.
But what is that? I mean, what does that really mean?
Nothing.
And I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know if everybody has, or anyone has an answer. If you do, great. Let
us know what it is.
What is the answer? Yeah. What what is the solution?
Yeah.
To understanding what more there is than waking up, going to work.
Well, and especially
for the weekend.
With the whole career in front of you as well. I mean, this isn't like a 1 or 2 year thing that you sign up for. This is a career until you're ready and financially savvy enough to retire.
Sure. And there's more to it. There's, you know, having kids, watching kids grow and go watch their life. You know, there's part of that too. But beyond that, what else is there? I don't know. I struggle with that every day. I don't know. What do you guys say? What type of things that you guys see and hope to do, hope to have? I'm curious. No, we're curious.
Yeah. It's a good one. So. Very deep.
Deep. Last one?
When is the last one? I want to stop.
I want to stop. I need to visually see this question.
I know, I forgot what I put, but I can go while you look it up. So, I'm the type of person that if something does not go well in the morning, like I get bad feedback, or I run into an issue, or, you know, something personally goes south, then the entire day is ruined. And I just dwell on that moment. And it's not to be in the morning, or it could be in the evening that something happens. And it just, I maybe had a great day, but something happens in the evening and my day's ruined. And I know that we've talked about this with me, that one thing might happen and my day is just toast. And I want to stop doing that. And actually, I'm not big on TikTok, but I was on TikTok and there is a lady that was saying to help break that habit to break up your day into morning, afternoon, and evening. And if something doesn't go well in the morning, then you get past it. And then you've got the afternoon and the evening to make something good of the day. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of break that cycle of getting so caught up on one instance not going well. So I want to stop having those one instances or those few instances ruin my day.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, I guess my response to this question is very similar and kind of wraps kind of just everything up from some of the other things that we talked about earlier is, I want to stop sweating the small stuff, mm-hmm. right? You know, or worrying about all the small things. Just want to enjoy life.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you get, like you just said, you get one small thing can ruin your entire day mm-hmm. and sometimes your entire week.
And it maybe isn't even that big of a deal.
Right. And then you think
but
about
in the
it.
Moment,
yeah,
it's
of course
it's a big deal in the moment.
Of course.
There's but a lot in the of grand, things that, yeah. Yeah. In the grand scheme of life, does it really matter?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe it does to some people.
Yeah. I mean, there can be instances, things that happen to you that do majorly affect your life.
So, yeah, I mean, I see people go through these days all the time or all throughout their life. And I guess one example that I thought about is my grandfather. He was, he grew up in the Philippines. He joined the U.S. Navy after college. And he purely did that to be able to provide a better life for his family. And as joining the United States Navy, he was able to at some point petition his family, immediate family, to the United States. That's how that started. And you know, my mom was born in the Philippines, so technically I'm first generation American, if you will, born here in the United States. But, you know, he worked extremely hard and he put himself through a lot of life risks joining the military and going through that, process, which for, anyone that, was in the military, is in the military, I applaud you.
Thank you.
That is one of the things that I don't know how anyone goes through that.
Willingly makes that decision. Yeah,
that's such I don't even know. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So my grandfather was in the Navy. He retired twice, actually, in the Navy. He retired once and said, okay, I'm going to stay and be a part of the civil service. And then was in there for, I don't even know how long anymore. But either way, he retired mid-60s. And all he talked about was wanting to travel. Mm. When he'd retired. It's all he really wanted to do. He talked about going to Europe, even though he was in the Navy, so he got to travel. But that was, you know, you have to travel on a ship. So yeah. It was a little bit different.
Yeah.
But he spent time in Guam for a long time. Oh. And eventually ended up in California, retired in California. But either way, he talked about going to Europe, wanted to travel to Europe. Always wanted to do that. Grandmother wanted to do the same thing. But, you know, unfortunately, few years later after he retired, found out he had cancer. So passed away at age 72. So not even that long after, I want to say 7-8 years after he retired, never got to travel.
Wow.
So he worked and sacrificed his life for so long.
With one goal.
And never got to do it.
Yeah. Wow.
but he sacrificed his life to be able to provide a better life for his family, which he was happy with for sure. Mm-hmm. But again, just never really enjoyed it for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got to obviously provide for his kids, got to mm-hmm. see some of his grandchildren grow up. Which maybe that was enough for him. And we never got to talk about it. But yeah, it was something that I was like, oh my gosh, thinking about it later, he never got to go to Europe.
Yeah. And I do know that's affected you, because probably one of our first disagreements was about saving for the long term versus starting to do the things that you might wait to do once you're retired and figure out how to make it happen while you can still enjoy it.
Yeah. Because that's exactly what he said. He's like, I'm here to, I'm trying to save. I'm trying to save for you guys. I'm trying to be able to provide, which is great. Extremely thankful for that. But at the same time, for what?
Yeah.
If you just spent a little bit of it to go see the world like you wanted to. That's why travel's important. Mm-hmm. It's expensive. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money.
Experience different cultures and take in different parts of the world and yeah. have those different experiences.
But yeah, it's right. It's an experience. It's a memory. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say he didn't have any memories, because I know he did.
Oh,
but
yeah,
at the
I'm
same
sure.
time, he didn't have those memories. He wasn't able to experience those memories that he wanted. I don't know, probably argue all day long about, there's a lot of things that he experienced and had tons of memories, but at the same time, I just remember he wanted to travel and never really got to it. So, something similar, I'm not saying that all these, we're talking about people who've lived their life and now passed away, but Bob Saget.
I know. Dude, we just found out.
65. Watched him on Full House.
I know.
And
he was
so
like
many other
everybody's
things.
Dad.
my God, all of a sudden, yeah. he passed away at 65. I mean,
yeah,
it's
I mean,
like,
we still don't know the cause of death, but I mean, that is really scary, because he was very active in his comedian career. Mm-hmm. So he did not, I don't think he led a sedentary life.
He's too young.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just talking about that. That's really scary.
So, yeah, I mean, this kind of took a weird turn.
Yeah, we got our work cut out for us this year.
But just ending in that, I guess it's my fault, ending in this some odd sequence here. But, yeah, I mean, I just want to enjoy what life brings, mm-hmm. Not worried about small things, small arguments, but at the same time, just having fun.
Yeah.
Realistically having fun, right? Not going too crazy. Well, maybe we do go, I don't know.
We probably won't. Well,
barely got Claire on a cruise now. That's all we're talking about. So there's some time, I guess.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this one. Like I said, we have our work cut out for us this year, so we'll have to figure out a way to make all these happen so that at the end of the year we won't be saying, oh, didn't do that. Oh, yeah, we'll do that next year.
Oh, we talked about that?
Yeah, yeah. So.
No, I think we'll be able to. I mean, look, we've already.
Step one, we new
yes,
mics.
This was a material item that was, just simply go to Amazon or whatever.
Yeah.
But we hope to hopefully some of these goals come to fruition, mm-hmm. Or tasks. But yeah, I mean, other than that, again, we're trying to figure out the rest of the year, what type of content we're going to create. And I'm obviously interested in what you guys want to see from us, even on the podcast. If there's any topics that you want for us to discuss, any questions that you guys want us to answer, we're open to whatever, really, at this point.
Yeah.
But looking forward to the rest of the year. Let's see where we get to. Hopefully 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah. And on that note, make sure you like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Turn on the notification bell so that you can see our content as soon as it's uploaded. And if you are listening on one of the podcast platforms, be sure to follow us and be sure on the lookout for our bi-weekly upload.
Yeah, currently we're every other Sunday.
Yeah.
We've talked about
trying to fill in between.
So, I mean, right now we're advertising it's every other Sunday, but if we do sneak one in every now and then in between, you know, don't be surprised. But
the every other Sunday gives us opportunities to think of what to talk about next.
or to fill in with some of our other videos. So we'll see.
And we will see you guys in the next one.
Definitely. All right. See you guys.
Bye.